Hi, I'm Alicia Terry, and welcome to What's the Word, where we believe your spiritual growth is an important journey that should not be taken alone. The good news is, you're not alone. What's the Word comes alongside you to examine a single word taken from the Bible to help you understand both more clearly. With each episode, our goal is to help you strengthen your spiritual growth and development by learning new ways to study and understand what the Bible actually says so you can accurately comprehend the Word of God and be transformed by it. And we do this together, one word at a time. Let's get started. Hi, and welcome to What's the Word? I'm your host, Alicia Terry. And the word for this episode is faithful. My guest today is Jackie Edwards. Jackie and her husband, Nate, have been married for 25 years, and they have two adult children. They are members of Celebration Church in Georgetown, Texas, where Jackie serves as a small group leader for the Women's Freedom Small Group. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
Thank you.
Absolutely. For the first question that I have for you, from the list of words you had to choose from, why did you choose the word faithful?
I chose that word because when I consider, you know, everything I've walked through, you know, personally, everything I've walked through in my marriage and in my family, that's the word that continues to hold true in my life. God has been faithful through all of it. He has remained faithful.
What does faithful mean to you?
For me, it means he will do and he has done what he says he will do. So many times in his word, I read it out, you know, for example, one of my favorite scriptures is Isaiah 25:1. And it says, "O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name, for in perfect faithfulness, you have done marvelous things, things planned long ago." You know, and I love that scripture because even when I went through hard times and hard seasons, we're so quick to say, and I used to be one of those people, "Lord, what did I do? What did I do to deserve this?" You know, and you go through all of that self-pity or whatever you want to call it. But as I've come through different seasons of struggle and just walk through the fire, as Dan talks about, it's reshaped my language. And so when I walk through those hard seasons, I don't look at it as, "God, what have I done? Oh, you know, woe is me. How am I going to get through this? Here we go again." But I look at it as saying, "Okay, I'm in a hard space, but God, you are faithful. You brought me through before, and I can call out those things, and you will bring me through it again." And when I read Isaiah 25, these are things planned long ago. So it's not taking him by surprise. Like, I can walk through it knowing that there is a great reward at the end of this thing.
Well, one thing that I'm really excited about getting into, which we'll get into in a moment, when we were talking last week, you were just dropping the bomb on me with all these blessings that God has, you know, done for your family. And I'm like, oh my goodness. I mean, it was just one thing after another. And I think we've been knowing each other
long time, longer than I've been. 30 years.
Yes, what I was thinking. And so to see your spiritual growth and maturity over the years, to seeing how, you know, how he is consistently blessing you. I mean, from employment to other things, it blows my mind. And like I said, we'll talk about that a little bit later here. You sort of touched on this just a moment ago, but I was going to ask you, I'm still going to ask you anyway, your understanding of the word faithful, how has it evolved over the years?
You know what? I would, to think back, just being younger, when I was younger, faithful meant more so what I had to do to get it. It was a lot of me. Like, okay. Yeah, you know, you hear the preacher say God is faithful all the time and, all of that. But in my mind, I hear you. But in order for me to see God's faithfulness or experience God's faithfulness, I got to do some things on my end. So I saw it as me working, right? And not allowing God to work. But what changed that for me, to be honest with you, was when my mother passed away. When I think about it, and this is just literally right now, as you said it, when my mother passed away, it was very unexpected. Like we lost her within 3 months, and it was just, you know, unexpected. All of a sudden there's a cancer diagnosis, and then 30 days later, she's gone. That's literally how it went. But it was in that moment, the day that we lost her, and I can go back and tell you verbatim from the point of me saying goodbye in the hospital to the point of us getting to my grandmother's house, you know, and just hearing everybody grieving and all of that stuff. But it was in that season that all I had to hold on to was God said he would never leave me and he will never forsake me. And he also said he will never give me more than I can bear. And if it is too heavy for me to bear, his word also says, I will give you the strength to stand up under it. And so I carry that. I carry those scriptures and Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and have been called according to his purpose. And I held on to God. I love you. Your word says that because I love you, all things are going to work for my good. And I watched it happen. I watched God heal my heart, you know, over the days. That was probably the most devastating thing I've ever walked through. To this date, but he restored my heart. He took care of me. He comforted me. He walked me through that. My mom was 42, you know, and I was 26. So I was young, you know, and she was young, and I was pregnant. All this stuff happened like during that season. But because there was nothing I had to do. There was nothing I could do. I mean, I was broke. I had no strength. I had nothing I could give God but tears. And why did you take my mom? Like, she was a good person. Why? I had those questions and I had tears. And so in my weakness, in my inability to do anything or offer anything to God except tears and questions, he was faithful. And I think that's when it began to shape inside of me what that really means. It has nothing to do with me. And it's something that I don't even deserve, but he's faithful. He is there all the time. He's there in the good times. He's there in the bad times. And he never, ever forsakes us.
So with you saying he is faithful in that particular circumstance, where or how did he prove himself faithful? Was that in the showing up? Was that in the peace? You know, what was it for you?
It was in the peace. That's what it was. It was just a peace that goes beyond anything we could ever understand or imagine. Like and even now to think about it, I mean, I lost my mom. We were having Thanksgiving dinner together, and then the weekend after she got sick, and then she was gone by February. Like literally, that's how quickly it happened. And so you have questions, you have whys, you have, you know, you're angry because, you know, why did the doctors, you have all of this stuff is running around in your mind. And at the same time, you're grieving and you're hurting. But Alicia, if I tell you from the moment it happened, just the peace and strength, Those were the two things that God provided in that season. Being able to walk into that hospital room after the doctors say, this is what's happening right now. And to be able to sing my mama song, right? And then to be able to leave and plan her entire funeral. I did that because my dad he couldn't do it. Write the program. And then God giving me the strength and the peace to stand at her funeral and speak on behalf of our family. That's what I'm talking about, right? And so that's how he showed it. There is no way in my own strength without God I could have done any of that. There's no way at all. But he was faithful in providing peace and strength, right? And just rest, like all the things that I needed in that moment. And it's funny because now when I come across people that are grieving or that have lost loved ones, the prayer that he gave me in that season was, got whatever they need at that moment. Because there were moments that I needed peace. There were moments that I needed strength. There were moments that I needed joy, right? There were moments that I needed it all. And so, but he knew and he was faithful at that moment to give me exactly what I needed to get from this point to this point.
Is I am who God says I am getting to the heart of your identity worth the read? Yesharica V. Johnson, a licensed professional counselor, thinks so. A life-changing and powerful book. First, this book had me laughing. Second, it moved me to tears. And finally, it challenged me to evaluate the health of my own identity. Alicia does an amazing job of teaching about identity using her own personal life stories, as well as those of the Bible. I highly recommend this book to anyone who feels lost in their identity and needs hope and lasting freedom. If that's you, this book is your answer. I Am Who God Says I Am is available at Amazon and with other notable booksellers. Get a copy today.
Let's go into the different stories that you had started sharing with me last week. So my question is, how has the word faithful manifested or shown up in your life?
There's been a whole lot. There's God's given some huge revelation. If I move up from with my mother, I would have to say the next point was 2010 when the economy crashed, when everything just went, you know, went bust. We were in that group of people that lost their home. Right. And so we had to do a short sale. We had to pack up and just start selling all of our stuff. My husband and I were self-employed at the time. And so when the economy went bust, we lost literally within 30 days, almost $7,000 in income, because everybody, the first thing everybody gets rid of, you know, is the janitorial service. And so that was 2010. What I realized the other day when my husband and I were praying was, this is 2024, right? So if I'm not mistaken, am I at 24 years, 14 years? Mm-hmm. What am I? Yep, 14. And so I Googled, I was like, well, I know the number 7 is, you know, that's completion. What is 14? Mm-hmm. And when I began to look that up and study that word, it was God will restore. 14 years ago this year, we lost our home and we couldn't, I mean, there was nothing we could do with the, everything that happened and our finances and everything. We lost our home. Our credit was horrible because we did not pay a mortgage for an entire year waiting for the short sale to go through. And that whole situation, God had his hand all over that anyway. As you know, like I shared with you, when we got the notice from the bank, we're getting ready to foreclose on your house. You need to be out in 30 days. What I didn't share with you was how God lined all this up. Because immediately we, you know, Nate and I went into prayer and fasting. It was just like, we don't have nowhere to go. We don't have any money to go anywhere. We got all this stuff in this house and two babies. And we were in Sprouts. I will never forget. We went to Sprouts to get some groceries. We didn't even know what to do. Like, all we knew was we got this letter. God, you got to show us what to do. I walk out of Sprouts and there's a black car parked in front with a realtor's sign on it. And it said, serving with the selling houses with the serpent's heart. And when it caught my eye, I took a picture of it and I told my husband, we need to call this number. Called the number the next day. That man was at our house that afternoon and God just started lining everything up. We ended up being able to stay in our home for a year because the bank had to do all the short sale stuff without paying a mortgage. A whole year. So we sell our home. We were able to go through that whole process. We had multiple garage sales that were just like a miraculous in itself. And then when it was time to move out, the bank said, okay, you know, since y'all are moving out, we're going to give you $3,000 to move out of a house that you have not paid for an entire year. That in itself, now don't get me wrong. I say it now, that in itself is a testimony. It was a hard season because, you know, we're moving out of a 4-bedroom home into a 1-bedroom apartment with our two children. And that's what the next 8 months looked like. But walking through that and watching how God handled our home in that situation, even that 8 months in that apartment, I kept saying, God, you have better for us. I know this is not the final destination. So fast forward now, 14 years later, and we've been renting and leasing homes, and it's, you know, it's been a whole situation. We've moved several times, but this year we are building a home from the ground up.
My goodness.
And one of the things that I always worried about that would just stress me out, because I was like, I would always pray, God, you know, you will restore what the enemy has tried to steal from us. And God says that he says he will do that in his word. I will restore all that the enemy has taken from you. Deuteronomy 33 through 13. I don't know it all verbatim, but it talks about how he will pick up the scattered pieces.
Like, beautiful.
He will restore everything back to us and pick up all the scattered pieces. And so not only, Alicia, are we building a home, and I know this is a podcast, but it's something that needs to be said, because I feel like there are people out there that may be going through what we were going through. My biggest fear was, number one, our credit. Couldn't ever seem to get our credit up. And number two, when you buy a house or build a house or whatever that looks like, they actually want you to put a large sum of money down most of the time.
Yeah, they do.
Sometimes you can move in there and they'll be like, oh, it's a no money down deal. But that's usually for first time homebuyers. But so for the last many, many years, I've been looking at programs that would allow us to be able to get some of these really good deals with no money down. And I keep hearing that's only for first time homebuyers. Are you a veteran? Are you this? Don't qualify for any of that. And so my concern has always been, God, how are we going to even afford it? Because we don't have the money to put down. But see, God is faithful. And I was able to put down the required amount of money last week on this house. And it has not stressed us out. We have not missed a meal. We have not missed a beat because he's faithful. I didn't know 14 years ago that he was going to put a career in my heart in 2017 that I absolutely loved. And then I would go back to school and get a master's degree, right? From 2017 to 2020. And then it was going to send a, like, so for anybody listening to this, it may seem impossible, but you don't know. This scripture in Isaiah, things planned long ago. You don't know what God has planned. So we can't give up. You can't give up. You can't go into a woe is me moment. And when you start doing it, you need to remind yourself, I can't, but God is faithful. And so we're building a home that's a little bit bigger than the house we lost. this is not to brag, but it's just to 14 years, 14 years this year, 14 years.
And it's to brag, but it's to brag on the Lord.
Yes.
It's to brag on the Lord. Now, one of the things I remember you also sharing was the fact about how this new job came to you, but then also the fact that your husband, Nate, is working at a job that he is a director of. Explain all that.
So now I'll go back to 2010 again. As I mentioned, Nate and I had been self-employed. We were self-employed for right at 21 years. And anybody in the self-employed world, you know, when things are up, they're up. But when they're down, they're down. So you really have to learn how to prepare for the ups and downs of your finances when you're self-employed. And again, we're walking through that. We were dragging through it. There was an entire year. In fact, the year of 2010. And I lie to you not, my family and I did not eat out one time that entire year. We just did not have the money. Not one time did we eat out. And I'm lying. One time we did. We decided to go. And I had it all budgeted. I looked at the menu already. So I knew we had $21.
For a family of four?
Yes. I know it's an epic Java, right? So I was like, I know what everybody going to get. Nobody needs to order for themselves. Because I got $21. And we sit down to eat. And the kids ordered, you know, we got what we wanted. That was within our budget. And the young lady brought the check and she set it on the table. And I was going in my purse. She said, no, look, there was a gentleman that just left. And he said, when he saw your family, it blessed him so much that he wanted to take care of your food today.
How different would your life be if you could? identify and address the source of your false identity, or discover how the love of a righteous king is not moved by your imperfections? How would letting go of the negative names and labels you've been branded with change your life? Why don't you find out by picking up a copy of Alicia Terry's book, I Am Who God Says I Am, Getting to the Heart of Your Identity. Whether you read it by yourself or in a group, the discussion questions in the book will help you discover and become the person God always intended you to be. I Am Who God Says I Am is available wherever fine books are sold.
God is faithful. Do you hear me? I sit in that restaurant and just like the eyes started leaking. I couldn't stop them, right? And so, yeah. So anyway, you didn't ask me for that, but I thought
No, keep going. That's good, Jackie.
But anyways, so self-employed all this time in 2017 was kind of that moment for both of us where we realized that, you know, we're not going to be able to make it. We can't continue to live like this. Our kids were preparing to graduate from high school and, you know, they need cars and they have to go to school. And that was another thing that always stressed me out. Like, you know, because I knew how our finances were. When that time comes, we can barely keep a car in our own driveway. You know, we've surrendered cars. It has not been pretty financially for us. And so when that moment happened and Nate and I sit down and decided, but we had owned a janitorial service for all these many years. And he was like, well, Jackie, that's all I know how to, all I know how to do is clean. What he didn't realize was he had actually been a manager, an owner, manager of a company. And God just quickly moved him into hospital management, working at St. David's and being a facilities manager there. And then ended up, they laid him off. And then a charter school opened in Round Rock, and he's been a facilities manager there for the last 4 years. And just growing and, you know, weekends off, holidays off, vacation, things we never had as being self-employed. That was 2017 for my husband. 2017 also, as I mentioned before, was the year that thrusted me into a career path that I never even knew existed. And so between this position he has and now the position that I have, we're not on a financial roller coaster anymore. Had you told me that in 2010, I couldn't have even imagined that, if that makes any sense at all. And did we want to give up? Yes. I can tell you right now, there were many days where I was just like, you know what, this is for the birds. Like this, I've had to stuff about everything we own. You know, my kids are sleeping on a futon in the living room and my husband and I are sleeping in the bedroom and we had to send the dogs to bed with someone else. All of this.
Blows your mind, doesn't it?
It blows my mind.
Is there anything else as far as, you know, faithfulness that you want to share? Any other stories?
I will just say this. So I got a whole bunch of them, but I will say way of homes. And I have to again, please understand, this is not me bragging, but this is me bragging on God. My husband and I went from losing our home and living in a one bedroom apartment with our two kids for 8 months and then moving to another two bedroom apartment with a study. And how God just manipulated that whole situation and blessed us to grow to now being in a space where we're building a home and we own a home. So at the end of this thing, we will own two homes. And so for anybody that listens to this and you're like, I'm losing everything and, you know, I'm ready to end it. I'm ready to walk away. I'm ready to, as Job's wife told him, curse God and die, whatever that looks like for you. I would encourage you to just hang on and just trust God and out of your mouth, declare to the heavens, declare to the enemy, God is faithful. He is faithful to do what he said he would do. And if you don't know what he said he would do, you know, get in your word. I can walk this camera all around my house and show you note cards and index cards hanging all over the place. And just begin to declare those scriptures out loud over your life and over your family and over your finances. I can't tell you how many times we went to the altar crying and praying about our finances. Alicia, you know, I mean, calling y'all and asking y'all to pray. But never giving up on God, knowing that he was the only one that could do this for us. And so I would say that the other thing, if I can just share about faithfulness, is in my marriage.
Yes, by all means.
Nate and I are, like I said, we're fasting right now, beginning of the year. So we were praying the other day, and God gave revelation that 14 years ago we lost our house. So this is year 14, we're building a house. But the other thing he showed while we were praying was January 2017 is when my marriage took the biggest blow that I wouldn't wish it on anybody. And I'm pretty transparent about it. And so is my husband. So I'm just going to share a little bit about this.
All right.
Because I feel like I just never know who it might help. But 2017, and my husband and I had been married, 25 years. You do the math. What's that, 18 years?
Something that like that. Yeah, let's say that. Yes, 18 years. Yes.
And I found out by way of my daughter that January that my husband was addicted to pornography. And then that had went into him getting on a dating site. And that day was probably the second hardest day. I'm going to say probably it was the second hardest day I can say I've experienced in my adult life. It was just a lot of denial, a lot of screaming. Just shattered. If I can tell you, I felt like someone had taken a beautiful vase and just threw it to the ground. And there were all these pieces were just scattered everywhere. And I didn't even know where to start. I didn't have a job. I'd been a stay-at-home mom for the last 16 years. Bachelor's degree, stay-at-home mom, homeschooling my kids. And my husband was the one going out every day cleaning buildings, right, and making money. So now I'm looking at my marriage is over. I don't have a way to take care of my children. You know, so now I got to go try to find a job. So that way, you know, I can do whatever I need to do to take care of my family. What Nate and I realized the other day when we were praying is that was 7 years ago. This is year seven. One of the things God told me, I'll never forget, all that happened on a Saturday. Sunday, we were sitting in church as a family, a very broken family. And just said, I'm sitting there, I was mad. I was crying. I was, you know, just devastated, all the things. And the Holy Spirit gave me a word. And the word was, Jackie, I reveal to redeem. So immediately I ran out. I ran home and I was like, what does redeem even mean? I mean, I hear people every time you turn around in church, somebody's throwing around the word redeemed. Now, what does this mean? And as I studied, essentially what I got was it means to make brand new. And God is the only one that can make brand new. From that moment, my prayer was, God, redeem my marriage and redeem my family. Because, see, the thing was, not only was my marriage shook, but the relationship between my son and my husband and my daughter and my husband, the whole thing was just torn apart. Like this devastated. It shook our whole family. Not even shook, but just devastated. But now here we are, year seven. We just celebrated 25 years of marriage. And I can tell you with the surety, God is faithful to what he told me. He said, I reveal to redeem. He revealed the dysfunction and he has redeemed my marriage. Now my prayer is redeem my family. It's still a work in progress now. It's been 7 years. It's better, but it's not. I know it's not where God would have it to be. And so now my prayer is God is faithful. So I'm praying, redeem the relationships. Redeem my family.
Jackie.
Because, you know, I think so many times we look at it and we put God in a box. Oh, yes, he's faithful in my finances. Oh, yes, he's faithful in getting me a home. Oh, yes, he's faithful in this. But I have learned he's faithful across it all. He's faithful in my loss, losing my mother. He was faithful in me almost losing my marriage and putting that back together. He's been faithful in our finances. And now he's going to be faithful in restoring the relationship of my family. He's faithful all across the board.
What words of wisdom would you give to your younger self about faithful and faithfulness?
That God's faithfulness has nothing to do with me. It's him. It's his power. It's his grace. It's his mercy. It's all about how much he loves me regardless of what I've done or how I've messed up. It doesn't change. And my younger self was always, oh, I messed up. I've sinned, and can I go to God right now? Or here I am going to God again, you know, because things are bad, but I wasn't going to. I beat myself up so much. But now in this season of my life, it has nothing to do with me. It's him. He's the one that's faithful. He died for me. You know, even, I mean, the Bible says when I was still a sinner and didn't even know, you know, who he was or his worth or my worth, he still looked down from that cross and said, yes, Jackie, I love you. And I'm going to, so it has nothing to do with me. That's what I would tell my younger self. Stop working so hard to try to earn something that you already have from him.
Oh, that's good, Jackie. That's really good. And in wrapping things up, what advice or words would you give to the listeners of this podcast regarding faithfulness?
Don't give up. Do not look at whatever your current circumstance is, whether it's a marriage that's falling apart, whether your finances are all over the place or your children are all over the place. You know, right now, I can tell you, you know, everybody, don't believe everything you see on Facebook either. It will get you caught up. And I don't know if we'll lead us, Alicia, but I'm just saying, because you look at it and people post the best, most beautiful things, right? That's going on in their family. And that kind of stuff can start to shake your faith, because you go into a space of comparing and, oh, you know, I wish I had, you know, or they're 20 years younger than me. Both of my nieces are 20 plus years younger than Nate and I, and they purchased homes before we did. I could have easily went into a pity mode of, whoa, Lord, you know, where are you? They're purchasing homes and we're tithing and we're being faithful and we're doing all these things. Where are you? But it's not about what I do. It's about what he does. And so I would tell listeners to don't give up on him. You may not see it. And matter of fact, you may be looking at the wall and you see all these random, like a picture, and you see all these pieces of this puzzle all over the place. And you're like, there is no way in my current state financially, in my current state, in my marriage, in my current state with my children, whatever it is that you're going through, there's no way this can work out. And I think a lot of times people bow out too quickly because they forget that God is faithful. No, you can't put these pieces together. You don't see how this is going to work out. But God does, because he has a plan. Jeremiah 29:11, love it. You know, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in the future. I hung on to that a whole bunch of days. Everything's in ruin, and we're living in a one-bedroom apartment. We've had to sell everything, and everything else is in storage. We don't even know what we have because we haven't seen it in over a year. But I know the plans. God says, I have plans for you, Jackie, and there are plans to prosper you and not to harm you. They have plans to give you hope and a future. And I held on to that. And so I would say for anybody out there, whatever you're walking through, find your scriptures, hang on to it, and remember that God is faithful, and have an expectation to see his faithfulness. Expect it. Expect it.
Jackie, I know you are an anointed person of prayer. Would you mind praying us out?
No, I would not. Father God, I want to thank you so much, God, for this day. God, I want to thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord, to just share your goodness, God, to share your faithfulness, Lord God, in my life. Father God, I thank you for Alicia. God, I thank you for this season of her life, God, and even I see your faithfulness, Lord, in her life, because I've been a part of this journey for 30 years and listening to her speak about what you laid on her heart. And God, now to be able to be a part of it, it is yet again a testament of your faithfulness. Father God, I pray for every woman, every man, God, that listens to this podcast. And Lord Jesus, my prayer is that this would meet them right where they are. God, my prayer is that many, God, would come to understand who you are, God,
your character, Father God, your personality, Lord, and they would understand, God, that you are a faithful God. You're a loving God, and you're a faithful God. And what you said you will do, God, you will do it. And so, God, I just pray right now, God, for that woman that's walking through a season in her marriage, God, that she's walked through for many years, God, and it's hard and she's struggling. God, my prayer for her is that she would declare to the heavens, God is faithful. Father God, I pray for that person, God, that's struggling in their finances, God, that they would declare over their finances, God is faithful. Heavenly Father, whatever it looks like, whatever they're going through, Lord, they would remember that you are faithful and there is nothing that you cannot do. Jesus, we love you so much and we thank you, God, for loving us first. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for listening to What's the Word. If this episode has encouraged or helped you in any way, would you please consider sharing the podcast with those in your circle of influence? I appreciate your support. Well, that's it for now. I'm Alicia Terry, and this is What's the Word. Until next time, thank you for listening.